Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak, where we explain phrases used by fluent English speakers so you can use them too. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Georgie. Feifei, tell me, how are you and what is the phrase we're learning in this programme?
Well, thank you. The phrase we're learning in this programme is about taking control of a situation. But first of all, can you take the wheel for the introduction?
Smooth introduction to the phrase we're looking at in this programme. And sure, I'll take the wheel and you can rest for a few seconds. We're learning take the wheel, which means take control of a situation. It comes from the literal sense, when you take control of the steering wheel of a car, or wheel for short. So imagine we're in a car, I'm driving, you're the passenger, and there's an emergency. I might say to you, quick, take the wheel, and I'm asking you to put your hands on the steering wheel to take control of the car.
Well, that sounds a little stressful, but the meaning we're looking at is more metaphorical, isn't it? So, for example, my family is talking about going on holiday together, but no one is actually organising it. So I've decided to take the wheel to organise the holiday.
That's a great example. Let's hear some more examples of take the wheel in use.
When I worked as a teacher, I often had to cover classes of teachers that were suddenly sick. I just had to take the wheel and teach without being able to prepare anything in advance.
There's this massive project of work. I just don't have any time to organise it. Can you take the wheel on this one?
I think I'll take the wheel on the decorations for the party, but could you organise the food?
So this phrase is quite flexible and can be used like any normal verb. So I can use it in the past. For example, I took the wheel as a request. Can you take the wheel? Or he's always taking the wheel. And lots more. Is there anything else we can say about this phrase, Georgie?
Well, it's interesting, actually, that a lot of expressions we use to talk about control and power are related to driving, like this one, or even riding horses. Similar to take the wheel, we have take the reins, which are those things like straps attached to a horse's mouth that we use to control them when riding them.
Oh, yes. And if someone is in full control of a situation, we can say that they're in the driving seat. You're right, George. I hadn't thought about that. Now, let's recap. We've learned the expression take the wheel, which means to take control of a situation and be the leader.
Now that we've taught you this expression, it's your turn to take the wheel of your English learning and practice using it.
We'll be back next time with another useful English phrase. Bye-bye.
Bye.